Dear Swaha, I wish to connect with you with love and gratitude, sorrow. Everybody wants to connect. The way to connect, Sarah, is to connect with yourself. Get to know yourself. And that's what this place is all about. To start connecting with yourself. Then when you really connected with yourself, then you will be connected with me. So there's always a longing to connect, and especially with the self. And that self you might, conscious or unconscious, recognize in the master. Then it's a new beginning then. Then you can see that you want to connect. You want to connect. Why you want to connect? Because something is missing. And then you want to connect. You want to find something that is lost. So you have to start really connecting with yourself. And here you have many different ways to start connecting with yourself. You've been gone far away from yourself. Now you see the first light of dawn, that is possible that the light is coming. Then you will get excited then. That's why this, you know, you have a longing to connect, because you can glimpse, you can sense something is possible. If there is only darkness, then you can't think about the light then. You have to have a little glimpse. And doesn't matter how small that glimpse is, then you know that something is possible then. There is light. That is what this longing to connect or this thirst is doing, because no, you will be more and more focused for that. That is what you will have your eyes on, not anything else. Depending how much you want to connect, depending how much you want to drink, then you will be more focused. If you just lukewarm, then just little. If you are really hot, then you will be total. Then you have all the degrees. That's why totality comes in the picture. If you really want, then it's very easy. Because it is available, no? It's always been available, but in some mysterious reason, you have been lost. So you are all missing something, you all want to connect with something, you are all thirsty for something. Because you've been looking in so many places where there is no water, you know, is no juice, then you get frustrated. That is what the desires and the dreams and the illusion is. You're looking for something that think you will fulfill you, but is in the wrong place. That is what you call the Maya, samsara. You get lost in the millions of things of the world. Then you get thirsty, then you get dry, then you get empty. Then you're not connected. Then you are not connected to the source. Then you become very shallow. Then you become very lost. Then you become just your outside, not the inside. That is what the material world is. Then you forget the inner, you only become the outer. And that's why everybody, they play that everything is fine, but inside they are missing. Till maybe one day you realize, I want to connect, I want to come home, I want to drink, I want peace, I want to come back to myself, I want silence. So, this is different from person to person. If you are very intelligent, you see this. And maybe you don't need to get burned so much. Maybe you don't need to go to all those places because you can get told that you don't need to go there. That depends on your intelligence, your intuition. Or some say maybe from your past life. That you have been into something before, and then somebody comes and reminds you again. Most people, they have to try and try and try and try again, till they understand by themselves that this won't fulfill you. So you have to look at your own life, what is it that you really connect with? And what does that connection give you? Many of you, unconscious, you are connected with all kinds of people, all kinds of things, all kinds of situations. It doesn't give you anything. It just robs you. And this is what you call your life. You have to see very clearly what you are doing. What does your connection do with you, for you? Does it help you or does it hinder you? Isi is right, I say. Chang Tu Su said Isi is right. Because Isi is right when you are in tune with the whole, with the Tao, with the Dharma. When you are natural, then Isi is right. And right is Isi. Everything becomes Isi because you are in tune. If you are not Isi, if it's not Isi your life, it means something is wrong then. When you are in the flow, everything is easy then, because everything is as it should be. It's not that it's something special, it's just natural. I just call it natural. You're just one with the flow. There is no separation, you are in it. If you are not in it, then it's hard. Then you want to, unconscious or conscious, everybody wants to be in the flow. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be natural. Everybody wants to have peace. Everybody wants to connect. So this is the beginning of a conscious search. Now you have seen, now you remember. Now it depends. How much do you go for it? How much do you realize your own situation? Then you have to start looking what is hindering you. Okay, before you didn't have that clarity, you didn't have enough consciousness to see. You thought that it was going to be hard because that's what Mama and Papa have said. Many people, they tell me that, don't get too happy Because the mama and the papa says, soon you will crash. Prepare for struggle. Not many people can live an easy life. Why? Because it's not a natural life. The more natural you will become, the more easy. Totally natural, totally easy. Easy is right, says Chang Tzu. Easy is right, then who wants to connect? You are connected. So this connection, this longing, this thirst, this is very good because it can free you. But you have to look and investigate your own life. What is it that is hindering it? What is it that makes your life hard? What is it that gives you tension? What is it that gives you sadness? What is it that gives you hardship? This is what you have to see. Maybe you have to change your lifestyle. Then, if you have to change your lifestyle, your whole life, then of course you will be faced many things. And people, they are not ready, they are not strong. They are just slaves of little things. What will my family say? What will the neighbor say? What will these say? What will that happen? This is how people, this is how you live. So much fear, so much thinking about how other people look at you. You don't look at yourself, you are more worried how other people look at you, what they say about you, how they judge you. How can you be free? That's why always the mystics have said, this is not, you have to be courageous. You have to be strong, you have to be ready, because when you start getting insight, when consciousness starts waking up, that will challenge you then to live a more truthful life. Otherwise it will be more tension inside, because part of you know and another part is doing the all, then there will be more conflict. Truth will always challenge you to do the right. The heart will always challenge you to be do the right. Otherwise, it will always be a kind of uneasiness. But because you don't want to see it totally as it is, you live with that uneasiness. You get used to that uneasiness. You get used to that tension, that stress. If you are living natural, then no attention then, because you're doing the right thing and easy is right. Connect, Sarah. Somebody must, it's like somebody pull out the plug, no? Of the power socket, no? Then it doesn't matter how, if you're unplugged, then it doesn't matter. You just need to plug in and then again the light comes. That's it. But the problem is that you have been unconscious, you don't know. And then when you see light, then you think, oh, it's possible. Yes, it is possible, but you have to find the socket now. When you are plugged in the socket, then everything is easy then, because you are connected. Everything changed. That which was difficult is easy. Beloved, we just had a wonderful sharing together during dinner. In this sharing, we touched a seemingly strange paradox that both of us has been experiencing. Feeling kind of indifferent and more loving at the same time. I was reminded about a quote from Lao Tzu that you told us about some time ago. The greatest love seems indifferent. Beloved, can you say something about this to us? At your feet, Sana and Kailash. As you go deeper and becoming more natural, this paradox will definitely come up, because life is a paradox. Ordinary people, there everything is just flat. There's no paradox. But you have to go beyond the intellect to see the real. Because the mind, the intellect, is always for or against, good or bad. That means it's the split. And when you go beyond the intellect, then is what they call it paradox then. Paradox because you can't figure it out. You can't figure it out with the mind. And only beyond the mind comes acceptance. Because that is understanding. This paradox is in everything. Why should we live? We only will die. What a strange thing. The mind can ask about everything and it can worry about everything. And the mystic says, Lao Tzu says, Jiang Tzu says, accept things as they are, no problem. That is the key. You accept things as they are. Get out of your own way. Things are like they are. See things as they are. This is how it is. Relax. Don't be in the way. But that goes beyond the mind, because the mind always wants to have reasons. Paradox is beyond any reasons. So it opens for that it is beyond the transcendental. The mind cannot think. Or both meets, the yin and yang meets. Then there is harmony. It's only not only half. It's not only yin, it's not only yang. It's both together. Then there is a full circle. Then there is harmony. And when there is harmony, there is wholeness. And when there is wholeness, there is holiness. Oneness. If it's only one part, then it's unbalanced then. And the mind can only think this or that. It's for or against. All the time, yakety, 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 trying to figure out, trying to judge, trying to compare. So as long as you are in the mind, only know, it will always be in this game. Till this opposites meets, that's the paradox. You go beyond, that's the transcendental then. Then that is the freedom. Then you, for the first time, you can accept. And when the both opposites meet, it becomes not a conflict, but it becomes a balance. This is the mystery. It's not this or that, then there will always be unbalance. It's both. And not only both, but more. And then it will be total balance. In harmony. No conflict. It's not this or that. It's much, much bigger. It's much, much vaster. Then you go into a different dimension. Beyond the mind, beyond good and bad, beyond life and death. In this sharing we touch a seemingly strange paradox that both of us has been experiencing, feeling kind of indifferent and more loving at the same time. Well, it's not really true to say indifferent, but that is just the old way of talking. Like from your ego standpoint, then it can look indifference. Because the ego always has its game. This is how you are trained, this is how you are looked at it. You have your ideas, what should be good, what should be spiritual, what should be holy, all these things. That is the mind. But somebody who knows that when you have both, it's nothing for you to show them. It's nothing for you that you need any acknowledgement. Because you have. So everything starts relaxing inside. And this is what is happening more and more. And it will happen more and more with the people around me. Because you start getting in harmony. Then you're not becoming a beggar. You're not becoming a beggar for love because you have touched love. Then you will look more indifferent because you are not playing the games. Everybody is playing the games. Everybody is starving. No, you start getting out of the games because you have peace. You are getting more in harmony, in balance. You have felt love. And love gives peace. Love gives silence. Then, in the eyes of the world, you can look indifference. That's how it always has been. There's many people in this world, they say, look at the Buddha, look at the Ramana, look at these people. They don't do anything for the world. They just sit there. What do? They should do something. The mind always thinks like this. They don't know the other dimension. They look indifferent. So let them look indifferent. Because you can see only that where your consciousness is. If you don't have the eyes, then you will judge your Buddha then. Of course. Because you only have seen your own confusion, your own struggles, your own conflicts. Then you project that. The closer you come to yourself, the more you will realize. The more you will recognize. The more in tune you will be. The more further away you are, the more you won't understand. Because you don't understand yourself. But in the eyes of the world, of those who are totally ordinary people lost in the ego and the games of the world, for them the mystics will look indifferent because they don't participate in the games of the world. They have stepped out of the stream. Then you look indifferent then. And that indifference, that is really, you care, you have a compassion on a much, much deeper level. because your analysis doesn't go into these things, that is totally a waste of your life force. It goes in different directions. So all that energy is freed from higher purposes. But in the ways of the world, you will look indifferent, you will look stupid. That's how it's always been. See it. And if you can see it, be happy. And it's very difficult to be free of those all those games. And that's why it's so important here when you share like this, because then it becomes more clear. You are not alone in it. It's happening. It's happening with intelligent people. And if something is not clear, then I can always hammer it in. This is how it is. You become indifferent in a good way, because then you are not beggars anymore. Otherwise, then you always care about what people say and how they, what they think about you and all these things. When you have found more yourself, then you are content. Then who cares? Then only those who have eyes to see, who can sense this, they will understand. The rest of the world, they will judge you. It's always been like that. This is not for the masses. Because you have to think for yourself. Your own intelligence has to wake up. And if that intelligence wake up, and if your heart is start celebrating again, then you will not become a beggar then. Then you will look indifferent. Indifferent and peace, at peace. Indifference and happy. And you don't even know that you are indifferent. A saint doesn't think that he's a saint. How can he? Everything is just like it always has been. Says old Lao Tzu, everybody in this world seems to have it together. Only I feel totally muddle-headed. That is how a real mystic feels. Everybody, many times I go, I don't know what to say. Why should I go? I have nothing to say. Okay, then I go, something always happens. It's not in my hands. Always something happens. Okay, let's go. Normally I manage, but sometimes I ask you, or you have to ask me something, no? Because something I don't know what to say. Then you have to help me. But then anyway, we can always have some. That is the thing, when you get indifferent to the bullshit, to the lies, to all these things that were so important before, then you care more about the real things then. Because you always have energy. It doesn't get more or less, it just depends where it goes. You see, if it freed up from somewhere else, then it will go in a different direction then. You just have to, the more conscious you are, the more you can direct it. If you, normally, ordinary world, they have no idea. Energy goes everywhere, you all over the place. Nobody at home. Just a mess. Totally traffic jam. Then more and more you become content, more and more peaceful. Then, of course, you become indifferent from the traffic jam then. Who wants to go there? Who wants to be in a polluted city if you have no the joys of nature? For what? If you don't know, then you are excused. That's why I say, with consciousness, with insight, comes responsibility. Responsibility for your own being. If you're not conscious, you can do all stupid things. And that's what the world is doing. And no end in sight. They've been having wars for thousands and thousands of years. And still, they have to have wars. Nothing good have come out of it. Only hardship, suffering. Children losing their parents. Parents losing their children. Thousands of years, still they go on. Lao Tzu says, "The sage has no mind of his own, but he is aware of the needs of others. I am good to people who are good. I am also good to people who are not good." I am also good to people who are not good. Why? Because the sage is innocent. He trusts. He doesn't know any better. You can cheat him. I'm good to people who are good. I'm also good to people who are not good. Because virtue is goodness. I have faith in people who are faithful. I have also faith in people who are not faithful. Because virtue is faithfulness. The sage is shy and humble. To the world he seems confusing. Men look to him and listen, but he behaves like a little child. This is how it's always been. This is Lao Tzu 3,000 years ago. Nothing has changed. The world will never understand the sage. The sage is shy and humble. To the world he seems confusing. They can't understand, because he doesn't live after the rules of the world. He is living after different law. The Dharma, the Tao, the flow. That is what he is living after. He couldn't care less if he looks confusing to the world. He behaves like a little child. Only inner transformation, inner victory will work. Only the heart will work. But they don't know how to relate from the heart. They know only how to relate with bombs. That is the difference from the East and the West. They only know the heart. And in the short span, the heart can win. But in the long span, if you have the overview, the heart never wins. the soft twins. This they don't understand. Because the mind, the ego, cannot understand the totality of things. To understand the totality, you have to be closer to the total. Lao Tzu says, a man is born gentle and weak. At his death he is hard and stiff. Green plants are tender and filled with sap. At their death they are withered and dry. Therefore, the stiff and unbending is the disciple of death. The gentle and yielding is the disciple of life. Thus, an army without flexibility never wins a battle. A tree that is unbending is easily broken. The hard and strong will fall. The soft and weak will overcome. A man is born gentle and weak. You don't feel, you don't see anything more gentle and soft and weak than a human child. No, it's totally helpless. At his death, he is hard and stiff. This is how death is, it's getting dry. But if you become a sage, then also you will die soft, not hard. That's how life should be, it should come to a climax. Then you can die in peace. You can only die in peace if you have found peace. Green plants are tender and filled with sap. At their death they are withered and dry. Therefore this stiff and unbending is the disciple of death. And this is how now the whole world is becoming stiff and unbending. The disciple of death, says Lao Tzu. Because of your so-called power or weapons, you become stiff, arrogant, unbending. But that will never work. That's not why you are here on planet Earth. The gentle and yielding is the disciple of life. But even if there is some gentle and yielding and soft persons in this world, who will listen to them? Everybody is hard. That's why it's all the possibility that even some sensitive people, they become hard because they're trying to fit in. Even if they have a hard time fitting in, they will try because everything is hard. You have to make it. You don't want to stick out. And then out of those, maybe later in life, you start coming back again. That is what I call the seeker. You want again to connect, to come back. The gentle and yielding is the disciple of life. Thus, an army without flexibility never wins in battle. You have to be flexible in whatever way. A tree that is unbending is easily broken. The hard and strong will fall. The soft and weak will overcome. This is what people like Lao Tzu says, because they see the totality, they see the whole circle. not just what is happening in the moment. Hmm? If you have see the whole picture, then you see it how it is. And that's the meaning when they say accept things as they are. You can't accept things as they are if you don't understand the whole picture. Hmm? You have to see it. And out of the seeing, then understanding, then realization comes. Then you accept this is how it is. Then peace. If there is no understanding, no seeing, then only opinions, then restlessness. Talking. To come close to a master is like coming close to the fire. When you have been out in the cold and freezing and hardly surviving, and you come into the fire, then you are very happy then. Hmm? Because the fire will give you heat, then you can relax. Hmm? There is no thinking involved in it, it's just something relaxes. How good it was to come into the fire. Then you just want to stay by the fire. Because now you can relax. And in the relaxation, then everything becomes like it always has been. There is peace. Not the peace that comes and goes, but the peace that is always there. Hmm? May everybody get warm and find peace. Aum Shanti. And remember the words of Lao Tzu. The hard and strong will fall. The soft and weak will overcome. The stiff and unbending is the disciple of death. The gentle and yielding is the disciple of life. Hmm?